Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gygax, and today we are going to talk about something that we see all too often at our stations. I was getting ready for work a couple days ago, walking down one of our aisles, and I saw a carrier casing their mail. And they were not a carrier who was assigned to come in early. It was a carrier who was casing their mail off the clock. And I have sympathy for carriers who do this, because I have done that also in my career. And the rationale is pretty straightforward. You know, if I could get a jump start on getting my mail up, then I wouldn't have to worry about management pressing me for get out of this station within an hour and make sure you're back by such and such time. You know, if I could just get like an extra 10 minutes in the morning, that would make the rest of my day so much easier. I could go at a more comfortable pace. I get it. I've been that carrier, and it's not unreasonable to think that way. But let me tell you what it took me 15 years to learn. And the fact that it took me 15 years to learn this is proof that you don't have to be that bright in order to work at the post office, be an academy instructor, or have a podcast. It took me 15 years to realize that what I should do is just work at a comfortable pace. Now, you know in your head what a comfortable pace is because, you know, if you're one of those carriers who would like to start early and that gives yourself that little bit more leisure when you're out delivering the mail, that's the pace that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, just sitting under the shade tree all day and take a nap. I mean delivering the mail in a way that lets you be conscientious, lets you be accurate, lets you be safe, but still gets the mail delivered. And the reality is that's the pace at which you should be delivering the mail. The idea of rushing really doesn't benefit anybody, even the supervisors, because they wind up causing more problems for themselves when you make mistakes, when we get customer complaints, when there's on-the-job injuries, when you burn out, when you get emotionally exhausted with the post office. All of those things work against you when you try to rush. And so you have to have this change in mentality. You know, many of you listening are probably already aware of this, and you're already doing your route that way. But if you're not, you know, really consider taking a breath, doing the route at a more reasonable pace, and see how it treats you. You know, for one thing, it's probably not going to be that much slower, because I know, like, when I rush, and 18 years in, I still rush sometimes. It doesn't benefit me. I lost a parcel once rushing when I was stepping over a wall, which I shouldn't be doing. It was like a waist-high wall. I step over the wall to, you know, shave off 6 seconds. And I believe that that's where the parcel fell out of my bag. Unfortunately, I didn't realize it until quite a bit later. I put together where it must have happened. And by the time I went back to the package was gone. And I wasted so much time looking for that package because I was trying to save 6 seconds and go over this wall instead of around the wall. And that's the kind of stupid stuff that happens when you rush. And again, that instinct of, well, I'm just going to case early, you know, get myself started early, get this stuff going early so that I can have an easier day. Let's say that you do that for 5 minutes. That saves you, in theory, 5 minutes, you know? And so if your day takes you 8 hours and 41 minutes, or it takes you 8 hours and 46 minutes, I can assure you that's not going to be the difference that leads to discipline from management. Management is not disciplining carriers because they went 5 minutes longer than management thought they should go. You get disciplined for skipping certified letters. You get disciplined for safety infractions. There's a lot of stuff you get disciplined for. But working at a reasonable pace is not one of the things that you get disciplined for. And even if they try to discipline you for that, it's not going to stick because they have to show unsatisfactory effort, time-wasting practices, and that's not what we're talking about here. So if you are one of those carriers who wants to start early, you know, again, I get it. I implore you. Please don't do that. I have a witty bon mot that I say to the carriers when I see that all the time. It's like, hey, man, if you wait a couple of minutes, management will pay you to do that. So let's do that. Let's get paid to do the work and do it at a reasonable pace so that you don't have to burn yourself out. All right, thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you next time.